Well, amphetamines like ice and speed remain the number one drug for addicts. That's according to a new report from Odyssey House, a service provider to adults with alcohol and other drug dependencies in Sydney. It also noted a resurgence in the use of opioid drugs like heroin. This is all particularly relevant considering the federal government announcing that it will spend more than $300 million on a new strategy to tackle ice addiction last week. James Pitts is the CEO of Odyssey House. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Hamish. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. There's a lot of focus on the number of people using methamphetamines, particularly ice, but this report shows actually a significant increase in the use of opioid drugs like heroin. What's driving that?
Well, it's certainly a surprising revelation. In the past 2 to 3 years, the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime, they produced a report on the status of drug use throughout the world. And certainly what they've indicated for the past 2 to 3 years is that there's been a real resurgence in Afghanistan and Myanmar as far as the production of opium. This is the result of certainly about 6-7 years ago when the United States was prevalent in Afghanistan. They had introduced a program to try to get the opium farmers more mainstream products like wheat and corn, and that was successful. But now that they have withdrawn, certainly that there's been a lot of pressure on the opium farmers to continue to produce opium. And this is the result of the Taliban, which receives a lot of their income in order to purchase weapons from opium and consequently heroin.
From your point of view, what is more difficult to deal with and manage? Is it the so-called ice epidemic or is it heroin?
Well, each of them has their problem. I think that from the standpoint of a clinical profile, ICE is more difficult from the standpoint that it has a lot of issues in terms of mental health and things like that. Whereas people who are opiate dependent are much more placid. They're not necessarily as aggressive. They're not as erratic as the people who are dependent on ICE. And again, it's the whole mental health aspect that you see in the profile of people who are dependent upon ICE.
So there's a national task force looking at what can be done to stop this so-called ICE epidemic. What's that? How effective is that? Is it changing the game in any way?
Well, look, it's really that the task force has really certainly been in effect for about 17, 18 months. And then we really have just received the recommendations from the task force last week. And so at this stage, you know, certainly we certainly support and congratulate the federal government on the prospect that they're going to make available $300 million to go towards attacking the whole problem associated with methamphetamine. The difficulty right now is the fact that there's not clarity as to how that is going to take place. In other words, the funding for this is supposed to be taken up by the public health networks, which have just gone into effect in July. A lot of those are not really up and running yet. There's no specifics in terms of how the funding is going to be distributed. So those are things that we seek some clarity on, and even though we certainly are very supportive of the government and in their initiative.
Now, I grew up in a rural community. I went to university in a regional community in Australia, and I know that ICE is having a devastating impact on small and regional and rural communities.
Yes.
Can you give me a sense, though, more broadly, how much impact is ICE having?
Look, it's probably one of the difficulties that we've seen at the onset when certainly a lot of calls from the public in terms of needing support was from rural and regional communities, because they just don't have and still don't have the resources in order to deal with the problem. Resources to deal with the young people in particular, who have very serious problems, who have in a lot of their communities have certainly started to cause a lot of havoc in terms of stealing, aggressive behavior, and things like that. So that's been a major problem, and certainly that the task force certainly took that into account, and so that the first wave of some of the funding that came through the state government has been targeted at that, providing services where people can walk in other words, crisis centers to receive some support. It hasn't got to the stage yet where there's more permanent resources available, but that's certainly something that's much needed. It's a big problem in rural and regional communities, as it always is, because of the fact that distance, being able to get the necessary resources and the people to deliver those services to those areas is always a major problem.
James Pitts, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Hamish. Thanks for having me, and Merry Christmas.
You too. James Pitts is the CEO of Odyssey House, and talking to us there about the ICE and opioid epidemic in Australia.